Tech leaders who faced criticism recently for not doing more to limit Russian interference related to last November's election went before a Senate panel yesterday. High-level members of Google, Facebook, and Twitter received criticism from both sides of the aisle from members of a judiciary subcommittee. David McCabe is a technology reporter for Axios. He covered the Senate hearing and is with me. David, what was the atmosphere like? I mean, did it depend on who was talking?
They faced some real pressure from both sides of the aisle. It ranged from questions about how they protect consumer data to those big questions, which really did dominate, about how they handle content, and particularly around the democratic process. So they heard pressure both from Republican lawmakers and Democratic lawmakers, and it was quite fierce at times.
Were the concerns expressed, depending on the side of the aisle, different, or were they fairly similar?
I'd say they fit into general themes, right, about how you handle controversial content on your platform. Where Democrats differed a little bit from Republicans is they focused a bit more on the Russia question. Republicans were interested in questions around extremism, which obviously are not quite as politically complicated for them as questions around Russian election meddling.
And what sort of response did it seem that the leaders from the Silicon Valley companies were giving? Did they sort of have a united front of sorts?
I would say that for the most part, yes, they were united, and their message was, we can handle this. We are here today to give you as much information as we can and also to pledge that we will do more to fight misuse of our platforms. Where there was a little bit of a difference was Google. Google made a point to mention that the way their platform works is different from Facebook or Twitter. It's hard to go viral on Google's products, and they essentially pointed that out because it means that they have a little bit less exposure to these Russia issues.
Did it feel like from both sides, whether it's from the Senate side or the members of the companies, that this is an ongoing debate and that the Senate expects the companies to do something and the companies will make some sort of progress on that? Or were they sort of at loggerheads on that?
It's absolutely an ongoing issue, in part because, as the companies said today, activity continued after the election on their platforms. And so it's an active question for elections like the one coming up in Virginia or in Alabama. But I also think that lawmakers were not totally satisfied with the answers. They felt, it seemed, like they were not sure that these platforms were capable of handling the policing measures that they've pledged to put into effect. One moment in particular comes to mind. Al Franken, the senator from Minnesota, former comedian, was grilling Facebook's general counsel, and he said, could you buy a political ad using a foreign currency? You know, why wouldn't you ban that? And there was a bit of equivocation from actually all of or two of the companies on that. And Franken said during the back and forth with Facebook, he said, my goal is for you to think through this stuff a little bit better. And so there's definitely more that the companies can do to satisfy the lawmakers.
Conceptually, it's interesting because we would often hear that the stereotype is that Republicans would want less regulation, Democrats might want more generally, but did it feel like both sides might want some changes almost to be, I guess, did they want the companies to have the freedom to make the changes, or did they seem more inclined to force changes?
I would say that the biggest appetite to implement changes from a regulatory perspective are on the disclosure requirements around advertisements, political advertisements. And a couple of the Democrats who support a bill to do that did push that point. I would say there was a little bit of rhetoric from the Republican side about you know, how excited they were that these were American companies. But by and large, I think it more boils down to a key difference, which is Republicans who are interested in regulating these companies see it as a national security issue, whereas there may be more of a campaign reform angle for Democrats.
And David, I understand yesterday that Axios debuted new polling on the overall favorability of some of these big companies like Facebook, Google, and Twitter. What did you find?
We found that many of these companies, despite the regulatory pressure, still have a lot of fans among the American people. 86% of people who were polled in this Axios SurveyMonkey survey said they had either a very favorable or somewhat favorable view of Google. And Google's been beat up in Washington for years. Amazon had similarly high numbers. Facebook's numbers were a little bit lower, but they were still 60% in the favorable range, which is pretty good for a company that's been at the center of this sort of crisis. The companies that didn't perform so well were Twitter and Lyft, which is quite interesting given that Lyft's rival Uber has really become the center of some conflict, although a lot of people also didn't know what Lyft was, right? And that's another issue.
David McCabe of Axios, thanks.
Thank you so much.